Saying, say with love,
Dharma guides you.
As we have been hearing the last few hours, the wise words of whoever spoke, be it whichever medium they chose, be it a song, a speech, or whatever gender it was said by, whatever age group, the core message that everybody gave was of oneness, harmony, love, that we all are connected because we are connected to this Almighty. We have come from this one Almighty. And once our life ends, we have to know where the soul actually goes to, because over the time, the soul just keeps changing bodies. Or even if we do not want to believe that, let's just focus on the current life and see that what is the purpose of this life. And as we see that if God truly has made man in his own image, then what are we supposed to do while we are alive? Are we just here to spend our day just eating and doing regular jobs of the day, and that's where one day the life would end? Or does life have a deeper meaning? And as we see that once we realize God, once we see God, that God is in everything, in every particle of this universe, the more closer we feel towards God, the more love we feel within us. And it is this love that we've been talking about today. It's not just a transactional love that, oh, I expect something from someone, so I should be loving towards the person so that the person can love me back when it's time or do something for me then. This love is selfless love. And by selfless love is only when we can truly love the entire humanity, regardless of their backgrounds, their color, their race, their place of origin, their country. Because then we know that we are actually no one. We are not the doers. It's only because God is letting us do something can we even move. Then why be so egoistic about so much that I have and I can do so much? It's only that we are mere instruments. It's God's will, whatever God wants, is just letting it happen through us. And if we become egoistic about it, there is nothing that we will actually gain by that. It's only self-harm, because ego is not going to get us anywhere. And that's how when we serve with anyone, whoever's there, it's not a matter of helping them. Because if we think we are helping somebody who's been in need, then again, the only person who's not going to gain anything out of the situation is us, thinking that, oh, we've done some good job, and this again lets us be more egoistic about our deeds. So the more selfless we become, the more in love that we become, it's then that we are truly living, because if we cease to love, we cease to live. So how, while we are still alive, not even knowing the person who's in front of us, because sometimes it gets very easy to be very loving towards our family, our friends, our colleagues, but once it's a matter of strangers, then that's where we kind of want that, oh, do I have any kind of familiarity factor with the other person that I should be even wanting to interact with the person? And that's where the actual love comes. Because if we again are only just even wanting to be aligned, being with the people who are a lot like us, then it's a matter where we have to seriously think upon. Because as we even see as an example of this nature, when God has made nature, everything is so different. They've got their own roles, but yet they coexist so beautifully. The role of a cloud is so different than the role of a tree, because clouds will give rain, the trees will give oxygen, and everything looks so different. The mountains, they look so different than the sea, but still they do not hate each other for being so different. In fact, they blended. They've all got their own roles without even interfering in the others. And yet, everything's so synchronized, the harmony is so beautiful. And that's where we can realize that we can also, by being one with this one, we can achieve harmony in oneness and oneness in harmony. Because then we know that the only thing that we have to work upon is ourselves. And I'll just go on to the story where this person, once ages back, there was a king who had problems with his eyesight. And then the doctor tells the king that, oh, what you should do is, as you wake up everything throughout the day, try to see a lot of green color that's going to soothe your eyes. And then the king tells everyone to start painting the entire kingdom in green color. And everybody was instructed to only be wearing green clothes, just because the king had to set his eyes on green color. And this is what starts happening, a lot of expenditure, and after so much of hard work, this is achieved. And then again, the doctor comes, visits after a few days, and literally laughs and says, why have you done so much? All you had to do was look at green. It could have been so easy if you could manage a glass, looking glass spectacles with a green lens, which anyways could have made you see everything green. So the crust of the story here is that because we want to see something is where we start changing people, things which are outside us. But all we had to do was focus on us so that we have that perspective. We have that kind of thought process where we can see for what's right within. Because whichever religion we might follow, whichever thought process we might have, the basic thing that we know is love. And which is so natural that if we just see, for instance, if we get pricked, the only things that's going to come out of our skin is blood, because blood is what our body holds. Similarly, if we become love, if we become so much connected to this God Almighty, the only thing that's going to come out of love is love when it comes out of us. And if we see that sometimes that we kind of blame outer situations, that, oh, the situation wasn't right, I wasn't having a good day, so I decided to be rude towards everybody, I wasn't feeling very well within. But then again, if we see that sometimes it's just a lot of anger and ego within us, that we might not take that into account and start blaming the outer situations. So a story here also goes by where a person is trying to tell himself that I need to lead a very calming lifestyle, and decides to go boating with a very scenic view around in the stagnated water. He's slightly rowing up and there are beautiful mountains around, very calming. And now the person feels that, oh, I've achieved this calmness and I can now close my eyes and just be at peace. I have achieved it. And the few moments that pass by with the closed eyes, and suddenly the boat feels a big jerk. And now the person wanting to open his eyes and saying, whoever's in front of me, I'm really going to shout at him, because I was trying to be at peace and this person is disturbing my peace. And the moment the person opens the eyes, it's no person that hits his boat, but a big rock. So the question, the main thing the person now realizes is that I was so ready to shout, I was so full of anger that I literally had made up my mind that it's some external person doing this, troubling me. And I'm wanting to tell the person that, you know, this wasn't right. And then I realized that, you know, sometimes the calmness, the peace, the love that we're trying to portray, sometimes it's mere acting, because that's what we've learned over time throughout our lives, to be very courteous to everyone when there are a lot of eyes on us. we can be polite, the truly imbibing all the human values can be achieved if we start that journey from within, because it's very easy to learn. And that learning only stays when situations around us are what we feel are right for us. But truly, if we love this Nirakar, this God, whichever name we want to call it by, this truth, then is only where we can be pure from within. We will not be very judgmental or any other thing towards any person, because all we then know is that if God resides within, is only we becoming purer, and then consciously we will not be saying harsh words to anyone, not feeling any ill intentions towards anyone, not having a kind of language or a tone that might upset the other person. Because even if we logically think, when we get upset or use harsh words, it's us who first feels irritated and then the other person. It's just like a hot coal, if we touch it, is going to burn our hands first before we throw it on the other person. So it's only that if we hold purity, the coolness, the constant state of bliss, which is only achievable if we are connected with this stable one, this Almighty, who doesn't move anywhere, is just there. It's been there ever since even the universe as we know it wasn't. It was there. It's still going to be when everything is destroyed. So once this permanent God, if we are close to this God, if we can see it in every moment, is only where we live every moment to our full potential. And that's what we all have to achieve, because this God isn't going anywhere. The only person who is not with God is us, because we have somehow distanced ourselves from this one. So the more we know this, the more we are connected with this one, is only where we can be one with this one, so that even if in this lifetime we can be one with one another and feel the bliss throughout the time, we can be in devotion throughout the day, not just certain hours of a week or a day. It's just then throughout the day is only devotion, throughout the day is only purity, throughout the day is only love. So let's just all become love, so that there is only love around for each other, not because we've been taught towards the right thing to do, but because we have become love, is only that we are giving love. No other vested interest, but only selfless service towards everyone, is because if we want to truly worship God, we have to worship everything, every place around us, every person, because within everyone is the same God. So let us pray that may we always remember the God, whichever name we want to call it by, and that this stays, it's a permanent place for us, because the soul might be changing bodies, the life as we know it might end, but this soul needs to unite with the super soul, and it can only happen while we are alive, can we see this God, so that once the life's journey is over, the soul then achieves salvation. And this is the salvation which is being talked about in every holy scripture, that if there is a cycle of birth and rebirth, all the scriptures talk about salvation too. So why, even back in the day where there was no social media, no same kind of ideologies being shared at different eras, different places, do all holy scriptures give the same message about salvation? Because it is achievable. It's not a hypothetical or a very bookish thing. It is practical spirituality that we can lead in every minute. And regardless of where we are, at our house, at our work, if we are in constant remembrance of this one, can we constantly worship this God too? So I do not want to take much of the time. I will be ending here. Thank you everyone for being here today. And it's really nice to be receiving your love. And the same love I too want to share with you all. Satsangaji, pyar se karna, dharma kaaji.